I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Taf and Practice Series. On Friday night at the end of L'Chadodi, the end of Kabbalah Shabbos, we say, Boi B'Shalom, Ateres Baal, we're greeting the Queen of Shabbos, we're greeting the Shabbos Malkus, and we say, Boi B'Shalom, come in peace. And then later on, when we come home from Shul, we sing Shalom Aleichem, we're greeting the Malachim, and we say in the second stanza, Boachem L'Shalom Malachi Asharis. Similar to the Malachim, as well, we say, you should come in peace. But there's an inconsistency. When we're talking to the Shabbos Malkasa, when we're talking to the Shabbos Queen, we say, Bo'i Bishalom, with the Beis, Bishalom. But when we're talking to the Malachim, we say, Bo'achem Lishalom. And this is all the more interesting based on the Gemara in today's Daf, Brachos Da Samach Dalet, in which the Gemara makes a stark distinction between the language of Lishalom and Bishalom. The Gemara says that if someone's departing from his friend who's still alive, you should say, Lech Lishalom, go towards peace. But if someone is departing from his friends who already passed away, you say, Lech Bishalom, go in peace. So why is it that when we're greeting the Shabbos Malkasa, we say, Boi Bishalom, come in peace. But when we're greeting the Malachim in our homes Friday night, we say, Boachem Lishalom, come towards peace. Now, one can answer that the Gemara in our daf is specifically referring to when someone is departing from his friend. While the examples that I'm discussing that we come across Friday night are all greetings, and perhaps, as Reb Chaim Kanievsky suggests in Derech Emunah, that this whole Gemara is specifically referring to the language of halicha, the language of leaving, and that's when we have this specification of whether you're supposed to use the language of lishalom or bishalom. But other achronim and other mefarshim explain the Gemara differently. And these mefarshim explain that the language of lishalom isn't referring to peace, but rather shalom, meaning completion, shlemus. And when someone's departing from his friend who's still alive, you give your friend a bracha. You wish him well and you say, lech lishalom, you should continue on your journey in achieving shlemus. Because in this world, a human has the ability to grow. A human has the ability to achieve and accomplish. And only in this world does a person have the ability to strive towards shlemus. If someone passes away, he no longer has the ability to grow. And therefore, when someone is alive, you wish them a blessing, you wish them a bracha, lech lishalom, continue on your growth towards shlemus. Lishalom, towards shlemus. But if someone passed away already, you say lech bishalom, continue on to the next world, bishalom with the shlemus, with all that you have achieved already, and with that you're able to continue, but you are no longer able to grow. On Friday night, when we greet the Shabbos Malkasa, when we greet the Queen of Shabbos, we say, Boi Bishalom. We are excited and we are eager to spend Shabbos together with the Shabbos Malkasa in all of her splendor and in all of her completion, in all of her shlemus. We say, Boi Bishalom, come together with all the shlemus that you have. But when the Malachim come to our house on Friday night, they still have a mission that they didn't accomplish yet. They still have a shlemus that they're striving toward, and that is giving us the bracha. They still didn't give us the bracha yet. And we say, Boachem Lishalom, come towards Shlemus, come towards that goal of achieving their mission, of giving us a bracha. On that note, I'd like to give a mazel tov to all those who are Messiah Meseches Brachos, but I'd like to give them a bracha as well. Lech Lishalom, continue on to grow, continue to achieve, and to continue to accomplish. And as we say in the Hadron, Kishem Sha'azar Tanya L'Sayim Maseches Brachos, just like we had the Siyat of the Shmaya, to be able to make the Siyam on Maseches Brachos, so too, we should have the Siyat of the Shmaya to be able to continue. Kein Ta'azreni L'Haschil Maseches Sosvar Machem, we should have the Siyat of the Shmaya to be able to continue on with Shabbos. But not only to continue to begin Shabbos, but to make a Siyam on Maseches Shabbos as well, L'Sayimam. We should be Zochet to not only make a Siyam on Maseches Shabbos, but also all of Seder Moed, and eventually, all of Shas.